yesterday's attacks on other things.
Some say that he does have ties to Muslim extremists. I don't know.
Occupied East Jerusalem, Al-Quds, July 30th, 2017. Thousands of Palestinian Muslims attended noon prayers at Al-Aqsa Mosque after 2 weeks of protests over Israeli-imposed restrictions on entering the Al-Aqsa compound. Following a shootout on July 14th, the compound was closed for 2 days and reopened with the addition of newly installed metal detectors.
They are closing 8 out of 10 gates completely. They are opening only 2 gates, but with barriers.
The move angered Palestinians who feared Israel was attempting to alter the status quo and take full control of the holy site.
What we've seen these days is the fear of the Palestinians that Israel is intending to change the status quo in Al-Aqsa. And on the ground, we've seen during the last few years, we've seen more and more Israelis, members of the Israeli parliament and so on, that goes to Al-Aqsa and make this, Har HaBayit in Hebrew, of course. So I guess that everything to do with this fear of the people in East Jerusalem, the whole Palestinians, actually.
According to the status quo, established after the Israeli regime occupied East Jerusalem, Al-Quds, Muslims had a right to pray while non-Muslims, including Jews, could visit the site but not pray or perform other religious rituals there. Palestinian Muslims vowed to protest and pray outside Al-Aqsa until the metal detectors and other surveillance equipment were removed. Over the course of 2 weeks, Israeli forces met the demonstrators with rubber-coated steel bullets, tear gas, and stun grenades. In some areas, live rounds were also used. According to the Palestinian Red Crescent, at least 6 Palestinians were killed and more than 1,300 injured. The Prisoners' Society Club has also reported that more than 300 Palestinians have been arrested since July 14th. Meanwhile, the Palestinian envoy to the UN, Riyad Mansour, warned against the dangers of such provocations and incitement and fueling of yet another cycle of violence, which will surely have far-reaching consequences. The metal detector fiasco at Al-Aqsa compound is the latest step in Israel's gradual encroachment on Palestinian land. Over the years, the Israeli government has taken further steps towards controlling the Old City and East Jerusalem Al-Quds as a whole. In 1980, Israel passed a law that declared Jerusalem the complete and united capital of Israel in violation of international law. Today, no country in the world recognizes Israel's ownership of Jerusalem Al-Quds or its attempts to change the geography and demographic makeup of the city. Israel has built at least 12 Jewish-only illegal settlements in East Jerusalem Al-Quds, housing some 200,000 Israelis, while rejecting Palestinian building permits and demolishing their homes. Of the 3 million Palestinians in the occupied West Bank, only those over a certain age limit are allowed access to Jerusalem Al-Quds on Fridays, while others must apply for a hard-to-obtain permit from Israeli authorities. Although the metal detectors might seem an insignificant issue per se, they should be viewed more broadly as a tool for the gradual control of Palestinian territory. By adding the metal detectors, experts say, Israel is further changing the status quo of the holy site and restricting freedom of worship. Israel already restricts Palestinian entry to the site through its separation wall, which cuts off the West Bank from Jerusalem al-Quds. As an occupying power, Israel is forbidden from doing so under international law. Israel claims that the metal detectors are necessary for Israel's security following the incident that happened in June. That's why Israel's recent stance towards the Temple Mount faithful is the most revealing example of the regime's hypocrisy. While openly advocating the ethnic cleansing of Palestinians and the destruction of Muslim holy sites, the Israeli government continues to allow this fanatic group to enter the Al-Aqsa compound under the guise of freedom of religion. For his part, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is happy to see Jerusalem al-Quds erupt in violence. Facing a corruption investigation for a submarine scandal, Netanyahu wants to ensure that attention is diverted from him.
أنا بعتقد أنه يعني لا يحتاج نتنياهو لذرائع من أجل كل ما يقوم به الآن سواء إغلاق المسجد الأقصى المبارك لهذه الأيام وهي سابقة تشكل خطرا وجريمة بحق الفلسطينيين والأمة العربية والإسلامية جمعاء والأمر الثاني هو أيضا ما يقوم به الاحتلال في سياق البوابات وفي سياق فرض الأمن وفي سياق كل ما يقوم به هي محاولة لفرض وقائع على الأرض.
Over the past decades, in the name of security, Israel has grabbed Palestinian land, built settlements on the stolen land, and demolished Palestinian homes and schools. The crisis developed around Al-Aqsa Mosque has been without precedent in some regards. It's the first time the mosque has been closed to Friday prayer since 1969, and it's the first time in centuries it's been boycotted by worshippers. But one precedent is outstanding. It's the first time in their 50-year struggle against occupation that Palestinians are truly alone. With a weak response from Arab and Muslim countries, the defense of Al-Aqsa, cherished by the 1.6 billion Muslims all over the world, has been left to the 300,000 Palestinian residents of Jerusalem al-Quds who face a most brutal and merciless occupier. In fact, the overall response from the Arab world ranks amongst the weakest ever recorded.
متاسفانه به دلیل پرداختن کشورهای اسلامی به موضوعات دیگر و موفقیت توطئه صهیونیست‌ها که کشورهای اسلامی رو بیش از آن که متوجه هدف واقعی بکنه به اهداف غیر واقعی و غیر ضروری متوجه کرده متأسفانه ادامه پیدا کرده سیاست رژیم صهیونیستی و هیچ مقاومت جدی هم از سوی جهان اسلام نبوده.
This may be an outcome of the changing political landscape in the Middle East, brought about by US President Donald Trump's recent visit to the region, with Arab leaders favoring and forging new relations with Israel. In addition, following the Arab uprisings of 2010 and 2011, the political topography of the region has changed noticeably. Syria, as a staunch supporter of Palestine, has long been gripped by war and instability, while a supportive country like Qatar is currently faced with a crisis created by its fellow Arab states. Moreover, Arab masses are too busy with their own struggles against the despotism of their rulers to call for Palestinian rights. Peace has been elusive in Palestine for decades. And the people of this holy land know from experience that it will not come from the current unelected leaders of the Arab world. nor will it come from a silent international community that only knows how to condemn Israel without annoying it. Now, Palestinians know better than before that they should uncompromisingly stand and defend themselves, bowing down only to the God they worship.